Welcome to Nevada Newsmakes. On the program today, the motto of the story is, don't mess with North Lake Tahoe property owners. Scott Craigie has the rundown.
We have Sue Ellen Fullstone coming in today, and she's going to actually walk through and talk through how property taxes around the state are managed.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Rue Goodenow, Howard Rosenberg, and Trey Abney. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
Success at TRI has come from public-private partnerships. I'm here at the Story County Public Services Facility with Roger Norman, Master Developer, and Bum Hess, Story County Commission. Let's listen in.
Roger, this county facility that you built really looks great.
Thank you. The fire, sheriff, and building department will be housed here, which is a real asset to this park.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
Van Dine & Sons Roofing has some great news for you. You can save an average of 20% on your home heating and cooling by doing one simple thing. Have Van Dine & Sons insulate your attic with Owens Corning fiberglass insulation. It's blown directly into your attic. Imagine saving 20% per month on your heating and cooling all year long. And by cutting your energy use, you're helping the environment. Van Dine & Sons put on my new roof and insulated my attic too. Call 358-7621 for more information.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're very, very pleased to welcome to the program Sue Ellen Fullstone. She is an attorney with Morris Peterson. Pleasure to have you on the program, ma'am.
Nice to be here.
And Thank you. Represent North Lake Tahoe residents and also Crystal Bay in what has become a major case involving assessments.
Major cases, actually. There are several of them.
Actually, I'd like you to just kind of run through, you know, what are some of the major, stumbling blocks that people go through when they're sitting down and trying to decide, especially some of the state, some of the regional government groups, like the State Board of Equalization, the Tax Commission, the Nevada Tax Department of Taxation, county governments. You know, there are so many different little houses where people want to, you know, assess taxes. Is there some way to have them be more unified, come together, simpler? Simpler would be good.
simpler would be good. I think that, I'm not sure that I'm the one to address that overall kind of issue. Mm-hmm. But from the taxpayer's standpoint, I think the structure of the system is all right. It's designed to work. I think it doesn't work as effectively as it should for a number of reasons. But I don't think it's so much the fault of the design of the system as it is its implementation. I mean, the system is designed so that there is uniform and equal taxation throughout the state. It just isn't implemented that way.
Okay, talk to us about what happened up at Lake Tahoe and the major cases that you got involved in. The landowners were very upset there, and the reason why?
Well, this started probably with the 2003-2004 tax year, which was a reappraisal year. At that point in time, Washoe County was reappraising areas of the county every 5 years, which was permitted by statute. And that year, they happened to do Area 1, which includes Incline Village and Crystal Bay. In that year, the previous year, they had a huge jump in valuation at Lake Tahoe. And in the 2003-04 reappraisal year, there was another huge jump. And that caused residents, and I'm just talking about residential property, they caused the residents at Incline Village and Crystal Bay to look at their valuations. And when they looked at the methods that were being used to value their properties, they came to the realization that those were not methods that had been approved anywhere and in the tax structure of the state of Nevada, and they were methods that were not used elsewhere, either in Washoe County or in elsewhere in Nevada, which made them, you know, made the consequences of those methods unlike the consequences elsewhere, and therefore non-uniform and unconstitutional.
For the folks who are listening and watching down in Southern Nevada, I just want to point out that North Lake Tahoe, Incline Village area, for the most part, is a pretty wealthy area. And I would be curious to hear what you think are some of the most egregious examples of what went on in a negative way with these folks' land.
Well, as you say, it's a wealthy area in parts, and certainly not all of it is a wealthy area. But in order to get to the egregious examples, you kind of have to go back to how the system is structured. In 1981, the legislature went to a unique system. It's not followed elsewhere in the country. It's called a taxable value system. They did it in order to avoid Proposition 13 kind of experience in Nevada. They did it to keep property taxes down, and it was called the tax shift of 1981. The idea was to shift taxes from property taxes to, or residential property taxes to, the sales tax. And what they did was they separated the value of land from the value of improvements, and they created a new a new concept called taxable value. It's not full cash value. Your property's no longer valued at its full cash value. So they look at land separate from improvements, and it was in the valuation of land at Incline Village and Crystal Bay that the egregious examples come. Land is usually valued looking at vacant land as comparables, even though it's improved land that you're valuing. When they came to Lake Tahoe, they did not have enough vacant land to look at to establish value. So they started creating vacant land, and they created vacant, this is the Washoe County Assessor's Office, they created vacant land by, one thing was using teardowns as vacant land. So when you paid, you know, whatever value you paid for the property with a house on it, they took that as the land value. And then they gave that land value to all the neighboring land values as well. The Supreme Court said that was both not approved by the Tax Commission as it had to be, not followed elsewhere in the county or in the state. And so that resulted in non-uniform, non-equal, and excessive, really, valuation of property at Lake Tahoe.
And then another consideration of an egregious example would have been the views.
Yes. Taking the view that views at Lake Tahoe properties was a substantial part of value, the Washoe County Assessor set up a view classification system, and rather than value view as an attribute of land, which is what the statute provides, they valued views on their own, and then, you know, with the classification system, and then added on this view value to the land value. In a sense, it was kind of a double dipping. You valued the land, and then you valued the view and added the two together, even though view is really just an attribute of land.
Well, I guess I want to go back to uniformity, because, you know, equal and uniform is a major part of how this whole system is supposed to, you know, go forward. And how much damage, I guess, has been done in Washoe County to what the whole state's system is if they have gone to the view, component of this equation. and the others have not? Or have the rest of the state, all of the other counties, gone the same direction? Is it uniform or is it not uniform? I guess that's my question.
It's not uniform. Uniform and equal is a requirement of the Constitution.
Right.
And the statutes are really written to accomplish that uniformity. And what I was talking about earlier is something really that happened with the 2003-04 reappraisal. Since that time, the Supreme Court has said the view classification system was unconstitutional. New regulations have been written to address the view issue and to value view as an attribute of land. I'm not sure that those regulations are being followed either in Washoe County or throughout the state in a uniform manner. It's really at that level that the system fails in the implementation. The system as it's set up is, you know, the tax commission writes the valuation regulations. Right. They're supposed to be comprehensive and thorough. They're not. When you get, then you have the Department of Taxation, which is charged by law with you know, monitoring assessor performance, and to assure that assessors value property uniformly throughout the state. That doesn't happen. It simply doesn't happen.
And let's take a break. More on this fascinating topic when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background checks, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in, oh, about 10 years.
So do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Discover a place where entrees are served free of distractions. Wine Spectator has.
Enjoy great contemporary cuisine at David's Grill at Red Hawk.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans. Generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year. Provided nearly $700 million to help our schools. And built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Sue Ellen Fullstone with Morris Peterson.
It's a remarkable summary that you gave us in the first segment, and I would like to just try and shift it now to how do we readjust so that we get the uniformity, the equalization, the two standards that are in the Constitution. How do we readjust and get ourselves back on track?
Well, I think we're making progress. You know, we have a very smart Supreme Court, and when these issues have gone to the Supreme Court, they have recognized the structure of the system and have made decisions. I think that affirm the structure and try to, you know, pursue its implementation as it should be implemented. They've said, you know, equalization is the job of the State Board of Equalization. And they've said, regulation is the job of the Tax Commission. And the lower courts as well. We were in the district court in Washoe County over the latest round of regulation, and we're now in a pause in that case where, you know, the taxpayers and the assessors and the department and all other interested parties are going to, you know, affirmatively work on a set of regulations that will bring uniformity to the system. So I think it's being done. alternative to that, you know, you could go back to a full cash value system, which would, give people an objective referent to address their taxes to. That's really the problem with a taxable value system, is you have a floating number that's difficult for taxpayers to approach.
Yeah. Where are the Washoe County taxpayers now at this point from Incline Village and the surrounding areas? Have they gotten their money back yet? Have they gotten the refunds, and if so, how much?
They have not gotten refunds. We have an order from the district court mandating what are not really refunds, but are repayments of overcharged taxes. There's a difference. Refunds are when the taxpayer has to go after the money, as it was in the cases that we've had at the Supreme Court with Baxt and BARDA. What we're talking about here is a circumstance, an unusual circumstance, in which the county collected too much tax because there was a stay that had been entered by the Supreme Court while it decided the Baxt case. And so what we're really looking for at Incline Village is the repayment of those over-collected taxes.
And how much would that be?
You know, I don't make the money calculations. What I've read is probably what you've read. It's something like $20 million.
Okay, last quick question here. We've got about a minute. We have a system in the state of tax caps of 3% and 6%. From the very beginning, people have said that this is unconstitutional. It's supposed to be equal. Do you think that somebody's going to go and file a lawsuit based on this?
I don't know. It's 3% and 8%,
I'm sorry,
actually.
8%, correct.
But, you know, I don't know. It's difficult to challenge taxes. You need the tenacity of the citizens of Incline Village and Crystal Bay to do it, because, you know, the bureaucracies are pretty intransigent about changing their approach to it and their ways. So,
but isn't there a simple, it's either constitutional or it isn't?
When it comes to taxes, it's not that simple. It has to do with, when it comes to taxes in terms of constitutionality, if there's a rational basis for a distinction, it may survive a constitutional challenge.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much for coming in and explaining this very complicated topic. We appreciate it. We'll be right back on the Nevada Newsmakers.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
At Evergreen Carpet Care, when we say we live with your carpets, it means our service continues even after we've left the job. For example, within 48 hours, we do something no one else does. We give you a follow-up call to make sure your job was done perfectly and that you were 100% satisfied, or we'll make it good.
I just want to make sure you're totally happy with the job. I know we don't have to do this. We do it because we care.
Because we care. It's right there in our name, Evergreen Carpet Care. For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
Hey, want to trade?
I got plenty.
No way.
I'll give you my lunch for a week.
Get your own.
Hand it over.
Larry, I'm your boss.
So?
Awkward.
Get your own chicken marinara melt, our newest $5 footlong, fresh toasted till it bubbles in melt-licious glory. Melted goodness made irresistible. New Subway melts. Subway, eat fresh.
Everyone who switched to high-definition TV says the same thing. Once you've experienced HD, you can never go back. And once you've experienced the irresistible prices RC Willie has on TVs, you'll never shop anywhere else.
Right now, this Samsung 52-inch LCD HD TV is only $1,139 after manufacturer's instant discount. Professional installation is available. Pay no down and no interest until 2011.
See what the fuss is about. RC Willie, your home, your way.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Rue Goodenow is here with Parsons Bellin Latimer, Howard Rosenberg, UNR professor, and Trey Abney, Director of Government Relations for the Reno-Sparks Chamber of Commerce. Obviously, in the middle of the night, the Senate passed the health care reform bill, but it still has a long way to go. What are your thoughts so far?
Well, I think the insurance companies are probably the happiest campers out
there. Huge new business.
Well, right. Everybody has to buy insurance now. Some conservatives probably were pleased to see that each state can choose now whether or not it's going to cover some of the important issues to them. And the paper predicted we were going to have a bill passed by the end of the year, and I think that's probably likely.
Trey, what are your thoughts?
Well, the Senate gets this done by Christmas Eve, but then they've got to go over to the House and work with them, which passed a much more liberal, I guess, bill with a public option, et cetera, et cetera. This works out interesting for Senator Reid because most of this bill does not go into effect until after 2014, which is after the Obama reelection campaign even. So Senator Reid next year, as he's running for a tough reelection, will be able to tout the benefits of this bill, and there will be no effects, real effects of it, until long after the election's gone. So it should be interesting.
And can I interrupt there? This is just too sweet. Senator Reid has got three paragraphs that were plugged into the beginning of the news story in the Las Vegas Sun in advance of the votes even, coming through. So, I mean, Reid's machine is running full tilt in the state of Nevada, where he really needs it, obviously. But it's pretty interesting to see both the work being done and the politics. And I jumped into your...
No,
spot,
you. No, so. You. There's nothing like having an art professor talking about a health plan.
I will say this much: what worries me about what Rue just said is, if indeed this does mean more business for the insurance companies, does anybody regulate what they can charge, or are we still going to be feeding them and to hell with the rest of the world? That annoys the living daylights out of me. Insofar as Senator Reid is concerned, Harry is, I'm sure, shepherding a good part of this. But there are other people involved in this, too. I don't think that you can either say Harry is God for doing this or is the devil. There are other people involved as well. I'm particularly happy from the kid's standpoint, because when I have a student that is afraid to go to the emergency room at one of our hospitals because he has no insurance, that scares the living daylights out of me, and that shouldn't be. And more times than I care to think about, I've gone down with a kid and used my credit card to make damn sure that he or she was treated properly.
Well, when you want change, you better be careful what you ask for. Yeah. And I think that what we're seeing now is the result, and you're hearing the word compromise a lot. You know, at first we were really looking at a sort of radical change to the healthcare system. Now what we're looking at are more incremental changes. Mm-hmm. And I'm concerned that what we're getting out of the compromise is something that's not going to be good for the country as a whole and not going to satisfy either party in the process, where we're going to produce a bill, we can say we've changed health care, but what we've really done is mandated that everybody pay for insurance and not really provided for how they're going to pay for it. That's what really concerns me. I mean, the other side of the coin that we haven't talked about is the tax aspect of it. This is a $1 trillion proposal on both sides of the House. And I'm concerned about where that money is going to come from. Are we going to take it out of the doctors' pockets by increasing the regulation on the amounts that doctors are going to be able to charge for services?
Which they have a great concern about, especially with the Medicare costs.
Well, and Medicare doesn't pay for Medicaid don't pay for the cost that the doctors provide now. And so, expanding it and allowing them to provide more service that they won't get paid for, I'm not sure is the solution. So.
Stupid question. If indeed they have to buy insurance, the very people that can't afford the insurance in the first place are still disenfranchised. If indeed they're disenfranchised, it's a stupid bill. Idea was to get everyone covered.
They're supposed to be subsidized under the bill pretty heavily with government funds, and I don't know how the system works when all this comes out of there. But
well, and that's one of the more interesting things is that there are a lot of people now, young people especially, and people like myself when I was younger, who could have afforded to buy insurance but chose not to.
Right. That's right. They don't feel that they need it. And that's the fundamental philosophical question. Should I, as an American, be able to choose whether to buy health insurance or not? Should I be forced to pay for health insurance?
And a good analogy.
But should the rest of the country be forced
to treat me if I end up in
the emergency room? No question, because other insurance payers pay for that. People that pay for private insurance right now pay for all the people that go to the emergency room without health insurance. Yeah.
One of the toughest parts about this whole thing is that the way it gets set up, it actually divides us against ourselves, because there are going to be a large number of people who will not be able to get access. And the way that division is spelled out the clearest is this bill passed without one Republican vote. I mean, that's not a good start.
No, it isn't.
How would you get the last word?
The thing for me is, up at school, our students pay a mandatory health fee. And some of the kids get really angry about it because they have their own insurance covered by their mothers and fathers. The reason that we do it is so that everyone can be covered. Am I subsidizing some kids that might not be able to afford it? Yes. But that's okay as far as I'm concerned. I want to make sure that all of my kids are covered. And I think that what all of us want is for everyone to be covered and not to have to, you know, throw the baby out with the bathwater. But when you see people walking down the street that you know are in need of help and they can't afford it and the places won't even look at them, you got a problem on your hands.
Well, that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
If you have back pain, arthritis, fibromyalgia, tendonitis, any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness at all, you finally have a safe, effective relief. Dr. Frank's homeopathic joint and muscle pain relief.
I had a lot of fear that I would be crippled at a very young age. It was a miracle that I found something safe and that had such dramatic pain relief.
Dr. Frank's is all natural. Just spray here and stop all your pain everywhere. For the first time ever, these 10 homeopathic ingredients have been combined in a revolutionary oral spray that stops inflammation, pain, and stiffness.
I pretty much quit tennis just because of the pounding. Since using this spray, my pain and tenderness and swelling and soreness and stiffness has gone.
If you have any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness, Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief is the safe, all-natural relief you've been searching for.
I have no pain in my knees, no sciatica, and I'm pain-free.
I'm Dr. Ken Frank. I'm a medical doctor. There is a safe way to stop your pain, and I guarantee that your daily aches and pains, whether mild or severe, will stop or significantly decrease with this formula.
Start living your life pain-free. Try safe, effective Dr. Frank's risk-free. Call now and get a 200-spray trial bottle for only $19.95.
It was as though someone has given me an electric shock that went up the arm, and I could not do that. Now, I can't get that pain no matter how far I turn my arm. And now I'm playing tennis again.
Call now and spray away your pain in days. Call now for your risk-free trial bottle of Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief. Ask how to double the supply for free. And also ask how to get for free Dr. Frank's 100-page book about natural and safe pain relief without drugs.
Call now. 1-800-572-9269. 1-800-572-9269. That's 1-800-572-9269.
Dr. Frank's Pain Relief really works.
Tomorrow we're going to have Robin Reedy, the Chief of Staff to Governor Gibbons. It's going to be a really interesting...